It's the sugi of someone is megayel l'shem ishus because he wants to marry you or vice versa. And it's easy to know. In Chavdalat in Yevamis, Chavdalat on the base. There's a few easy taisavis, and just it's a very famous figure. And also, especially for next week, when I'll be discussing Kabbalah's mitzvahs by Gavus, include the Shalosh Hatshuvos Achiezer, Chelek Gimel, Simen Chof Vav, Chof Zayin, and Chof Ches. These are classical tshuvos on Gavus.
Chof Vav?
Chof Zayin. Someone is Megayel L'shem Ishus, because he wants to marry you or vice versa. And it's easy to know. In Chavdalat in Yevamis, Chavdalat on the base. There's a few easy taisavis, and just it's a very famous figure. And also, especially for next week, when I'll be discussing Kabbalah's mitzvahs by Gavus, include the Shalosh Hatshuvos Achiezer, Chelek Gimel, Simen Chof Vav, Chof Zayin, and Chof Ches. These are classical tshuvos on Gavus.
Chof Vav?
Chof Zayin and Chof Ches. And in the Dvar Avraham, Chelek Gimel, in the Dvar Avraham, Chelek Gimel, Simen Chof Ches, the Dvar Avraham happens to argue with part of the Achiezer. He quotes part of the Achiezer that I mentioned, but the Achiezer is most important. The Dvar Avraham adds a little bit. Okay, now, anyway, in the Maram HaKoymes, it's impossible for me to go over all the Maram HaKoymes I have given you, and I may mention some others as I go along. I don't always remember, because actually we only have 6 sessions, and each session is about an hour. You have this information for yourself. I mean, I will only go over what I think is most important for more the Lamaisa of Geirus or of Mila. And the other Lomdish in Yonim, I mean, you have enough here to do on your own. But I don't expect me to mention all the Maram HaKoymes I have written down. I use them here and there. Now let me begin with the obvious. The most important halacha or statement that you have in the whole sugya is that you should all remember is what Chazal say, Rab Chelbas Memra, in Zayin Amid Beis, Kashim Gerim L'Yisrael Kesapachas. It's a famous Chazal there, many pshatim. I'm not going to darshan now. Just basically what Chazal say there is that Gerus is not such a good thing. It's Kesapachas, it's like a disease, and so on. Look in the Rambam on it. And as we see from the Braise and Zayin Amid Aleph, and this is also a very important halacha, the Braise gives you the Seder of Gerus. Ton Rabbanan, Ger Shebol Hisgayer, we tell him, why do you want to join us? We are persecuted, which means basically we discourage a person from coming again. That's a very important thing to know. It's up to Paskin, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that we discourage him from coming. And by the way, this is in Hashkafa also, this simple halacha is a very important Hashkafa. See, all others, they will do anything to bring Geirim into their midst. We are not looking for customers, so to say. I mean, if I care, we believe that there is Kedushas Yisrael, and you have to be Zeicha to have Kedushas Yisrael. So in the beginning, you have to convince us that you are really serious about it. Now, on the other hand, even though the Braise and the Gemara says Kesapachas, once the Ger is accepted, once you see he's serious and he really wants to join Am Yisrael, then on the contrary, then we welcome him with open arms, as the Gemara says. The Gemara says on top, the Imar b'molot emedagdi kibel, once he's mekabel the mitzvahs, malin oisemiyad, you don't wait. And the Gemara even says, why don't you wait? The Gemara says in Zayin of a base, shihuye mitzvah v'meshahinan. Once it's a mitzvah, you don't delay it even for 1 second. Is that in the process, in the beginning, you discourage him. And that's the proper way. But once he's in the Kabbal Yiddishkeit, then by all means, we do it right away. This is the most important, always remember this, Koshim Geirim Yisrael Kesapachas. Agafuche, from this Gemara, we see a Chiddush. It's often the Gemara, Geirus basically is a mitzvah. The Gemara says, Shehiyu a mitzvah, Lo Meshahinan. Also the Raya is from the Brocha. The Gemara at the end of Rabbi Lezer the Nila says, when you mala geir l'shem geirus, you say asher k'dishonu v'sreiz v'sreiz l'mo l'sa geirin. So you see, we say asher k'dishonu, so we see geirus is a mitzvah. So again, what I want to point out is, even though at first we discourage and we like don't want to accept geirin, but that's only as long as we are not certain what who he is. But once he's a proper person, a proper candidate for geirus, then by all means it's a mitzvah to be megayer. I bet that is, this is, yes?
You said that if a person works for a Jew for 20 years and knows all about it, and so you have no chiyuv to go through this whole thing,
you do have, because you don't know.
You know he's serious, I mean, he's been for 20 years,
yeah, but,
you know this.
But he's, yeah, how do you know it? So, yeah,
because he speaks to you in Yiddish, Mamash knows
no,
everything.
That's not enough, come on. El Chanan, that's not enough. Speaking Yiddish has not been accepted yet as a prerequisite for, even I like Yiddish, but it's not yet part of Gaelus. Anyway, that's a... You still have to go through it. How do you know? Until he tells you he wants to be a guy. Many goyim in Poland, many shiksas spoke Yiddish. Even today, there's a in the Lakewood Minyan Borough Park, there's a black who works there. He knows Shas. He speaks Yiddish. He speaks even Lashon Kodesh. He tells you what Gemara are you looking, what Rambam, what Tzoyis, or what knows all the terminology. But he's still a guy. What's the anyway? I look. I didn't mean to get involved in this. Now, yes.
Is the mitzvah to the gayers altogether, or to do me or one somebody who wants to?
No, the mitzvah. No, like I said, once he's kibbel, like the Gemara says, then there's a mitzvah to be megayah. The whole thing. Not that you make me, but you make tefillah.
But the bracha is only on meal.
Yeah, right. But that shows that there's an inyan. But well, because the meal is the first step, you have to do it. That's the first mindset gave us. It shows that there's a mitzvah. The bracha isn't stamazay ala meal. It's lamu lasageirin. You say Asher Kiddushon Ben Soisa Petzivon Lomu Lasageirin.
Is
a separate
bracha
from the Yidu? Oh, so this is... Oh, that I waste Rabbi, because the Chachamim were only misaken that not all mitzvahs have brachas, you know. So by Mila there is a bracha, by a plain Mila, so already by Geir was made a special bracha. But Stamazoy to me, not only for some reason, I mean, you're right, there's no specific bracha on the whole process of Geir. But that's what it means. Anyway, in this Gemara, it's often the Gemara says she you are mitzvah loy loy meshahina.
But that could refer only to the mila. Once you see the tavla,
but as I said, that's true. But as I said, it's not stamaz mila. It means mila l'shem gevus. All right. Now, let me discuss now the Indian. The Gemara says, all these braises beginning with menvav amet aleph until menvav amet beis. The Gemara goes over a machlekes chanoim, three machlekes. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and the Chachamim. Mol v'loy taval, taval v'loy mol. There's one man that holds mila is miyakif, tefila is not miyakif. The other says punstakir, tefila is miyakif, mila is not miyakif. The Chachamim say they're both miyakif, and we paskin like the Chacham, they're both mila and tefila are miyakif. You go through this very easy Gemara, and when you go through the Gemara, you'll find the whole machlekes is, do you learn from the avos? Or do you learn from the Imaris? Because the Gemara says in Krisus, but you should know that Gemara in that test, the Shloisha Dvarim Nichnasu L'Yisrael Bris, the Rambam quotes this in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, Be'mila Tzvila V'Hatzaz Damen. Bezman HaMikdash, they also brought a Korban. And the Gemara in Krisus explains that from the word Be'Reseichem, we learn out that Bezman HaZeh, where there is no, it's not Li'akeit, and you could become a Ger without a Korban. But the Gemara in Chisos and also here in Menvav Amit Beis explains that the Ikar Makor of the parasha of Geirus is the parasha by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael had a Geirus. The Gemara on Amit Beis says it outright. You learn from the Tefila that the Gemara quotes the pasuk Vayikach Moshe Es Hadam Vayizrak Al Haram Vegmir Idein Hazor Balei Tefila. And Oleich Alam Vekidash from Shloisha Shemei Hagbala. You learn Tefila. And Mila, because the Ovis had Mila, and so on. And the Gemara there explains the whole Machlekes is, do we learn Efshar, Mishai, Efshar? I'm just mentioning quickly the most important aspects of the Gemara. But here I want to stop at one thing. The Gemara over here says, because ain't done in Efshar, Mishai, Efshar. Because by the Imois, it's not Shaykh to have Mila. So here, Kaisavis in Mem Vav Amit Beis quotes a very famous Bahag. The Bahag says, what happens if a goy nichas hagid in dibu hamaskel the Rabbi Yosi tarte boy? He quotes the Bahag. The ger she meskaya and something else. Aval ger she hoysol nichas hagid if ubola hiskaya einoy doimer she milosam miakvosam. It's Tosfos says it's not miakiv in the gales. You megayer him. I said physically the gid of this person was cut off. Let's say accidentally or whatever. He doesn't have a git on which to make the milah. So can you be megayer him or not? So Tosafos over here, never mind the rayus paskins, that it's not in such a case the milah is not me'akev and you could be megayer him. The machabek in the beginning of Hilchos, the first machabek, was this Tosafos. The Bahag in Reis Samaches Aleph, v'mnichas hagit ein milosam yakeves meleizgaya v'sagi lei b'tfilah. In such a case, tefillah is sufficient. So based on this Tosafos and this Mechaber, Achoinim had a shayla, what happens if a goy wants to become a ger, but doctors say it may be a sakana for him to have milah. He has the gid, but they'll say it's not healthy for him. He may die or he may get sick. So in such a case, is it like this? See, from this Bahag we see that there is a hechatimsa that a male should have gerus without the benefit of milah. So what happens if he has, but he, it's a danger, it's a sakana. Rabbi Shalapanovich, that's the Zeicha Yitzchak that I have in the Aramaic terms, he discusses, he has a tshuva on this. Now, interestingly enough, he seems to be going mekula. In the beginning, he says outright that to him it seems, he compares it to this Taisavis. He says, from this Taisavis we see that mila is not always effective. Sometimes if it's impossible to make the mila, so you go through with the gerus. So this, however, he's only mesupik. Maybe there's a chilik. And he learns it's based on the gro. If you look in the gro here on this din in the mechaber, the gro learns pshat in the bahag. The taki, why does the bahag pass him like this? He says because over here it becomes, it's equal to imahos. It's a case, since it's like Efshol, here we learn, it's not Efshol, Mishi'i Efshol. Here, by Nechas HaGit, it becomes Loi Efshol, and then Tefillah is sufficient, just like by Dimoris. So maybe if that's the case, he says, if you go with the Svar of the Gro, it shouldn't make a Chilik. He's only Mesupik, the Rabbi Shalapanovich, that maybe there's a Chilik, if it's something which is the Efshol forever, like Nechas HaGit, someone who is sick, maybe he'll get well. Maybe EF shall means if it's always EF shall. So he gets involved in the Shtikl Torah, and he seems to come to the conclusion that there shouldn't be a chilik. At the end of the tshuva, look through it yourself, I wasn't clear whether he actually paskins like this or not. He doesn't, he goes back and forth a little bit. But in the beginning, he says outright it should be good. However, most paskim disagree with this, specifically Rab Chaim Oizer. And I saw Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva on this. Rav Chaim Oizer knew of the Rabbi Shalapanovich. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank doesn't even quote the Rabbi Shalapanovich. But anyway, they are all machriya not. And they say there's a simple chilik between the case of Nichas Hagid, and the chilik is obvious. So also by Nichas Hagid, he's not an Orel, lemaisa. So Mela, in such a case, Mela is not miyake because he's not an Orel. But if he has the Orla, and he is an Orla, so the Orla is a Me'akeh. That's the basic chilek between the case of the Bahag and the case where someone is sick and there's a sakana to be malim. And the B'derech Kol, the Hachor of Achoinim has been against this Rabbi Shalapanovich. I don't even know if they are aware of him, but only Rabbi Chaim Moise makes a reference to him. The others who discuss it, make no mention of him.
Doesn't Gemara call the Akum like Simao and all also?
Yeah, that's one. Good. That's
true.
All right. Oh, they're late. You know, the Mishnah in the Dari. All right. That's a separate point. Yes, what is it?
Is this talking about a case where it's Kipok Nefesh? It's part of Basha's.
I'll tell you, they don't even specify. I cannot answer. They seem to say even any such on it. Lav Dafke. I don't think it has to be Kipok Nefesh. It means he'll get sick. Lav Dafke Pikuach Nefesh. They don't specify. I don't think it makes a chiluk. Now, this is one thing. Now, as I said, the maskan of the Gemara is mo v'lo yitav al kirilo le'mo. we paskin we require both. Even though there's a famous Rashbo and Yevamis, Rashbo and Yevamis says a gewaltigach chiddush, that sometimes mol v'loy toval is not completely like a goy. He says mol v'loy toval by a girl, I think he says he will be kosher for Korban Pesach. That for that already there's a partial geulus. Tosfos and Yevamis argues on that, by the way, but the Rashbo and Yevamis are later on in Ayin Aleph by the sugya of Korban Pesach. It's a famous in the Chiddush Rashbo. He says that mol v'loy toval, he is a partial geulus apparently, and for Korban Pesach it's good enough. He discusses for Truma, I don't remember now. There may be a chilek between Truma and Korban Pesach, but that's a lumdish shaila. I just mentioned this agav urcha. From the Gemara is mashma like the Balei Tosef, is that mol v'loy toval is garnished, and he's passed the exam is a goy. Now, on this, on the process of Mila and Tfila, you'll excuse me for going fast, but as I told you, we have a lot to cover, and I want to chaperein the most important inyan. There is a very famous Tosafos in Mem Zayin on the days, the top Tosafos Matbilun Oysemiyad. The Lashon HaBraisa is Kibel Malin Oysemiyad. Then it says Nischape after the Mila, when he gets well, Matbilun Oysemiyad. Then you make Tefillah. So, and also the Gemara later on, throughout Shas, they speak of Mila first, Tefillah second. So Tosafos noticed this. And Tosafos says from the Gemara's Mashma, this is the proper order, first Mila, then Tvila. And from Tosafos seems to paskin that it's Mi'ake. However, Tosafos, as if you reverse the order, it's Mamish Mi'ake, if you have to make Tvila again. However, Tosafos says, Akashia from the Gemara later on in Yevamis, by Mu'uberesh, in his Gaira, Beno, in Tzorich Tvila. The Gemara says, if she is pregnant and she undergoes Geirus, so the son does not require tefillah, because the tefillah of the mother already covers the child. That's a whole sugya by Yerchim, a lot of it.
For girl too, she would cover the...
Wait. So Tosafos asks, so you'll soon see, I'll discuss it. The Ramban and the Muki Yosef, they take it up. So you see often in that case, the tefillah came first, and the mila comes second. So Tosafos answers, "We ain't married the Shani Hassam. They are kapi loy chazi lemila. Since when she was pregnant, he's not chazi lemila. In such a case, you make this that. So it's okay. This has to be explained. Tosafos simply says, like if it's the Efsha, he's not a bar mila. If he's not a bar mila, then it's not miyaki. Yeah, wait a second. However, the Ramban argues on the Balei Tosafos. The Ramban held that the Raya from the Gemara of Mu'uberes is a good Raya. That shows really that Mila and Tfila, the order is not Miyake. And he says, I'll try. He agrees, he says, like Atchila make Mila first and then Tfila. But that the Evet, it's not Miyake. But the Balei Tosafos held that's Miyake. Because he held that I the Lashon Gemara, because he says, like Atchila, the Gemara only means like Atchila, the Gemara does not mean the Evet. So here, the Muki Yosef and the Ritvo explain very well the Shitas HaTosafos. Why the Balei Tosafos? What Tosafos doesn't explain is Teretz. This is a very famous Teretz given by it comes from the Ra'o, I think, Rav Aaron Halevi. And just a second, I'm not going to read it inside, but I want to emphasize one point to you. Just a second. Which daf is it? Tazayin. Thank you. I have it. So there he says like this. What's really the Machlokes Tosafos and the Ramban? Why does Tosafos really hold that the Mila is first and it's Mi'akev? So he gives a good moshul. He says it's like Toivel v'sheres v'yodai. Orla is like a tumor, he says. To be a Yid, you cannot be an Orla. An Orla is like a guy who is an Orla, he's not a Yid. So as long as he's an Orla, you're going to be Toivel, and the Tfila is Mila. It's like Toivel v'sheres v'yodai. Therefore, you first have to remove the Orla, and that's why it's Mi'akev, because making tefillah, you make tefillah on the go. It's nothing. This is the Svara of Tosafos, and he compares it, he gives a very good sushkel to tefillah skalim, that the din is, first you have a Hagolah, and then you have tefillah. Why? For the same reason. First you take away the trait, and then you make the tefillah. I there it's not me. I kept grabbing there. They would, so he explains here the tomb of all is a tomb of Chamura, and therefore it's me. I kept. Listen to this. I the Gemara of he quotes the Ramban. The Ra'o says that the Raya from Muveres is Mamishna. Listen to this lashon. The Shani Hassan, the Keshehu ben Meye Imoy, Einoy ben Milo, it's not a lashon of Tosafos, but he adds, the Harehu Kenekeva. In such a case, this boy is like a girl. The Sagi Lebitvila. Why do you make Milo? Keshinoilat Umalinoy, so Einoy Elokimo Shemalin Yisrael Shehu Oven. The Belav Hochim Nama Yisrael Hu. Culture tzorich mila b'shaski yirusa, but however, if he requires mila, then no. You know what he's mechadesh? He says it's the most beautiful pshat. And this is mechayr pshat in Tosafos. What does it mean he's not royal mila? If he's not royal mila, so his geirus is like a girl. The tefillah is sufficient. When you make mila after, and the mila is not l'shem geirus, it's like a normal bris for any Jewish child. You see, this is a basic machlokes. The Ramban learned that the milah that you make in such a child is the milah of Geirus. But the way the Ra'o explains the Baal HaTosef is, the Geirus on that child is like a girl, like a Nekeva. You make milah on a Ben Yisrael too. So the milah comes out and the mind said there's no chilik between the bris of a girl and the bris of a girl, except for the brachis, but in the lamdas of a gerer, the brachas may make it, and some you won't make the bracha of lamdas of a gerer. You make the regular, according to the Ramban, you make the bracha of lamdas of a gerer. And according to the Baal HaTosef, you make a regular bracha like we always make. I don't know any chilik in the practical mindset mila between mila, because the Gemara says often that the same halachas of mila, followed by gerer, followed by a Jewish child, yes? Now, the Mechaber, right in the beginning, Ramo in the beginning of Hilchos Geirus quotes this Machlokes. It's 2 days in Ramo, and he quotes the Ramban, and the last opinion, the Yesh Amim Doloi Havi Tfilah, like the Baal HaTosef. He quotes this in Mukhi Yosef, and the Shach says, the Shach Paskins, that we are Machmir, that if it does happen, you should be Chosev Etovah. Because the Ramo quotes this as the last opinion. That's the halacha. The Shach is up like this. This is one thing. Now there is a very important thing. I'll begin to explain the next Indian. Just a minute to explain the next Indian. I'll begin with the Mechaber himself. The Mechaber in Reish Samaches. And today, in Halacha Gimel, the Mechaber tells you, "Kol inyonei hager bein lo hidiyo hamitzvos lekablam bein hamila bein atfilo, tzorich sheyu b'fnei Gimel hakshirim lodim." You require a beis din. Tze Gemara menzayin in the beis, mishpat ksiv bei geirus requires beis din. Without the beis din, and it has to be Gimel hakshirim lodim, means only those that are kosher dayanim, and for all other halachas, the same halachas as you have for a regular Beis Din, you require a kosher, must be Tchum Yid and Shemre Torah Mitzvah, who believe in everything and so on, otherwise it's possible to be a Beis Din. And then, now the Shaila is exactly for what you require a Beis Din. For all aspects of Geirus, or only for part of it? So Lekatchila, the Mechaber says, all aspects of Geirus require. What about the B'Evet? The B'Evet, the Mechaber says, Miyu Dafke Lekatchila, Aval b'di'evet, im lo'i mol oi tovel, el b'fnei beis, b'di'evet, and the Shach even adds, according to even b'fnei echot, or the balayla, afilo lo'i tovel l'shem geirus, el ish she tovel l'ker yoi, and the tefillah needn't be l'shem geirus, it's a gemara, has even if for other reasons it's good, or ish she l'nidoso, is harei zeger. Except for Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that is always mi'akeh. Then the Mechaber says, "Ula harif v'harambam, apilu b'di'evet she'tov alo imo b'fnishnayim mi'akeh." So notice the Mechaber quotes 2 days. Vaymila and Tfila is bezden mi'akeh for now. The first day he says it's only like apilu b'di'evet, it's not mi'akeh. However, he says according to the Rif and the Rambam, even vaymila and Tfila bezden is mi'akeh. I'll soon tell you where this Machlokes comes from. But I want to use this to explain the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Baalei Tosafos. First of all, when the Mechaber says that according to the Rif and the Rambam, this is questionable. I remember the Rav once mentioned this, that in the Rambam, he doesn't mention Beis Din by Mila altogether. The Rambam only mentions Beis Din by Tzvila. By Mila, it's not mentioned. It's mashma that for some reason, we'll soon see, if Mila doesn't require. But the Mechaber had it like this. So really, there are three shittas. From the Rambam is mashma that by Mila, you don't require Beis Din. Only by Tzvila and by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvahs we'll discuss separately. And then the Mechaber's shita is that it's only the Kaptila by Mila and Tfila, and the Rif shita is it's Me'ake by Mila and by Tfila. So I'll tell you what part of this, by the way, the Rav has a Maimer on Geirus, he wrote years ago in Hadoar, he wrote Kol Doidi Doitek, I think. I have it at home. Where Agaf Ruchim, he has a Hadoar on the bottom where he goes over a number of Inyanim in Geirus. Maybe I'll bring it in next time if you want to look it up. So it has a beautiful drasha on the Inyan of Imamis HaSinai, and on, he speaks of two of join, what it means to join Klal Yisrael. I remember in that article he stops on this machlokes of Beis Din by Mila and by Tfila. Now, I'll tell you what I think is the shot, and by Beis Din I think the Rav mentioned it, but anyway I am saying it in regarding the machlokes Tosafos in the Ramban. I think there's a basic machlokes over here, but about the nature of Mila and the nature of Tfila. We have to ask ourselves a shaila: are Mila and Tfila equal Mainzer Geirus or no? Really, the Mainzer Geirus is the Tfila. The Mila is not the Mainzer Geirus, but without Mila you cannot make Tfila. Why? Like the Nemuki Yosef said, it's like Toivel Vesheretz Beyodai. It means as long as he's in Orel, it's Me'akev, the Mainzer Geirus. But it's not the pshat that the Mila is the Mainzer Geirus. The Mela, we may say, this Yufa is the Machlokes Tosafos in the Rambam. Besides what the Ra'o, what says placed earlier, we may say in the Lamdas, this is the Machlokes. The Ramban held it's two equal Mainzer Mitzvahs. Mainzer Geirus. So Einachinam, Lekatchila, you make Mila first and Tfila second. But since the Torah says to become a Ger, you require Mila and Tfila. So as long as you have it, you have it. But the Baalei Tosafos learned the Megaya, the Mainzer Geirus is only Tfila. And Mila, like the Nebuki Yosef says, is only Toivel Vesheret. The other, you first have Hasoras HaTumah, Hasoras HaOlah, and that enables you to make the Mainzer Geirus. So the Chayra, this Machlech, this Chakira, this point what I'm saying now, I remember him out often that the Rav said, he may have it in that article, I'll take a look, he applied it to Beis Din. The Shaila is, does Mila require Beis Din? So if it's a Mainzer Geirus, so the Gemara says Geirus requires Beis Din. But if it's only Lahosir Ha'olah, so it's only to remove something, that doesn't require Beis Din. So the Rambam, who does not mention Beis Din by Mila, this part I'm almost sure the Rav said, concerning the Rambam about Beis Din. The Rav did not apply to the Machlokes the Rambam. I didn't hear it. That I say on my own, but the Etzem Chakira, I remember he mentioned. Yes?
Perhaps it could be mastered in Machlokes Rashi, but it's also supported by the Mordechai.
Kabbal, yeah, yeah.
So then it's just taking away the Orlos, then it should be...
Okay, it's a good Shushtel. Okay, I didn't figure it out, but offhand it sounds okay. Anyway, this is a fundamental Machlokes, as I told you, Lemaisa, we are Machmir, like the Baalei Tosafos, because the Ramban is like a Das Yochid. Because the Gemara, the Gemara from Mu, there's a lot of Torah on this from Muberes, but I'm not going to get involved in this. Now here, let me tell you the Makor of this Machlokes, because Agaf Ruchet is a very important, I read part of the Mechaber, I didn't do the whole Mechaber.
Yes? You said Makor and Tosis, but what would happen if something happened, a guy comes over to you and wants to get married, and sells Megayer, according to Ramban, he has the couple there, the rub.
Yeah, Mestama would be ever, Mestama and Sutton, it sounds like you could rely on the Ramban, that is the answer. The only enough to mean is to make Tila again. So you're asking, what happens if you
put something in? No, let's say the kid he has suddenly.
In such a case, I hear. Mestama, I... Okay, look, I... I don't. He has to think about Al Pi Pashtus from the Shach only says since the Ramah quotes the second Deyer, is therefore it's proper like is mashma like we should be machmir. It's mashma like atchila you not but the ever really you could rely that it's not miyaket. But anyway, look, halacha wise, I'm not a poysik. I don't. I would have to think it over. But Al Pi Pashtus it would seem like this. Now. Let me tell you what's the makor of this whole shayla. This will bring us into another important shayla halacha lemaaseh, whether mila or tefila does require bezdin lekatchila the b'yevet. It comes from a difficult kasha of Tosfos in the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara has on mem hey amid beis. The Gemara here quotes the following din. The Gemara tells you a story. A story, everyone likes a story, right? The Gemara says, Abdo de Rabchiyo bar Ami, the Evet of Chiyo, Atpilo lahi ak avedas kechav l'shem insuso. The Evet was toivel a woman l'shem, he wanted to marry her, but he did it l'shem issus. So the Gemara says, now he was toivel l'shem nido, not l'shem geirus. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Yachilna lachshure bo rebarf. I can be machshir. The woman and the child, the daughter. Bo kada rabasi. Damar rabasi miloi tovlo le midusa. Gemara's Rashi explains, you see a very important chiddush. That tvilas geirus needn't be l'shem geirus. There's no halacha of the shmo. Even though she's toive l'shem nida, as long as she did it for him for something related to Yiddishkeit, l'shem nida, it's good enough. That's the chiddush of this Gemara. The bato, the daughter is kosher because oivet kechavim the evet habo al bas yischoel. Anyway, we pass in a blood kosher. And the Gemara even says they called someone bar armaisa, the son of a goy. The father was a goy. Amar Ravasi, no miloi tovla le midusa. Or another case, korle bar armo miloi tovla le kerya. The Gemara says by a man if he was tovla le shem valkeri, not le shem geirus, it's also good. As long as the tefillah is not something you go swimming, but you do it for some mitzvah, that counts for tefillah's geirus. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, and the Mechaber paskins this din in halacha Gemara side added to you. So here, Tosfos on the bottom, the Dibur HaMaskel, Miloi Tovla L'Nidusa, Tosfos asks the kasha. The Gemara later on says that Ger Tzoresh Loisho, the Mishpat Ksivbei. So if she was tovel l'shem nida, she was alone. There was no bezdin. So how is it good? The Gemara says the Gemara is a pasuk. Bezdin is a deraisa. You require bezdin. Oh, so Tosfos and then and you look over and Tosfos says you'll say the other women are pasuk to be a bezdin. The whole ma'aser. The Yeshloimah Tosfos says hayde be'inan shloisha haynu lekabalas hamitzvos, aval lo le'tfila. So Tosfos says no. The Gemara of Ger Tzorich Bezdin is only by Kavalas HaMitzvos, but not by Tfila. And Tosfos goes on to say, it comes out in Tosfos Vamila the same thing. Tfila Mila is the same. So Tosfos says, I the Gemara later on in Membra from it base, when they give you that famous Bereiser, when they tell you the Seder, it says Bishas Tfila, it says, Ushnei Talmide Chachamim Oimdim Al Gabov. So maybe it does require Bezdin by Tfila? Tosfos says that's only lekatchila, but not the Yevet. It's from this Tosfos that the Mechaber gets the din that by Mila and Tfila, Bezdin is only lekatchila, because in the Braisa, in the process, they do mention Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Oindim Al Gabov, and Tosfos takes it, that's like, not Stamos Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, it's like a Bezdin. And Tosfos even gets involved, they're like Rabavua, Shnaim Shedon, Agam Samayin, so this I do not have to get involved, we are only learning the Inyan of Geirus. And anyway, Tosfos comes to the conclusion because of this kasha. When is Bezdin Mi'aket in Kabbalah Samitzvus? But in Mila and Tfila is only Mekatilus. This is Tosfos Shita. However, the Rif, who is bothered by the same kasha as Tosfos, the Rif, the Rif is not very clear what he says. The Rif gives a different teretz. In the Mechaber, he quotes this Rif. The Rif also speaks about Mekatilus and the Bedi'evet. Just a second. On this kasha, And you let me, it's a very short riff. All Rishonim, including the Mechaber, refer you to this riff. So anyway, after asking the Kashi of Tosafos, the riff says as follows. He says, V'hoder Rav Yochanan, and he says like this. Where is it? Rav Shimon Levi. Hoder Rav Yochanan lekatchila. Rav Yochanan's din of Beis Din is lekatchila. The loyna hegen bein in a get. Lekatchila without a Beis Din, you don't treat a person like a get. And if it's a woman, v'loy man sabin. Oh no, if it's a girl, v'loy man sabin on loy bas Yisrael. You don't let him marry a Jewish woman. Now, if someone is megayer and has mila and tefila, without the Beis Din, the Rif says he is not a complete girl yet. The Rif says that the gate is you don't treat him in a girl and you do not let him marry a Jewish woman. At the tovel until he makes tefila b'fnei gimel. But he says just a second. At the top of the gimel, just one more thing that he adds. Oh. And that which they said that the tefillah shloy l'shem geirus is sufficient. For what is it sufficient? For the eved. Just where is this? The eved to the loy paslin on the brave. That the child is kosher. He says. The chiddush is only that when the Gemara says that when you toivel, a shame nida, or the shame keri, that means the child is kosher. It comes out motnazah. The ger himself, who made tefillah without the benefit of Beis Din, the Rif says it's mi'akev. And he's not really a ger, and you do not let him marry a Jewish woman. But what does the Gemara mean that the tefillah was a good tefillah? The nafki mina is for the child. In short, without knowing the kash in the teretz, the mechaber quotes this Rif halacha l'maisa. The mechaber at the end of halacha gimel says, "Ularif v'haramba matir b'liyevet shetav al oimol is mi'akev." That comes from this Rif, and the mechaber tells you the halacha. The osur b'yisraelis, he can't marry a Yisraelis, is mashma like the Rif says. He's not really a girl. It's mi'akev. Aval im nosa Yisraelis. If he did marry b'liyevet Yisraelis, that's how he learns chapter the Rif. The hoylit imenu ben, and there was a child, loy paslin and lay. So the child is okay. So it means nafkimina is not for the girl, nafkimina is for the child. The child of this girl who married the Yisraelis. Yeah. No, he didn't know. Let's say he didn't make tefillah b'fnei Beis Din at all. He was supposed to, so he himself is possible. But if he marries a Yisraelis and he has a child, the child is kosher.
Why wouldn't the child be anything else?
Oh, yeah, wait. Well, good, okay, wait. That's a kasha that the Shach and the Taz ask. Wait, I'll get to it. But first, before you ask kashas, know the din. So it comes out from the Rif because of Tosafos kasha, a new teretz. The Yemes says the lomdus of the Rif is very difficult. In that Chemda Shleimer that I have here, he has a whole Shpikel Torah trying to explain this Rif. By the way, if you have, I don't have time. The Bach on the Yoredeyan has the best shot in this Rif. But I don't have time to go over everything. Just the halacha itself. The Mechaber passions like the Rif. So what comes out is like this. If a ger did not have tefillah b'fnei Beis Din, the Rif says it's miyakev, and he's not a ger. And he's not allowed to marry Yisraelis. And if he marries Yisraelis, the child is kosher. That's the only afkimina. So the Shach and the Taz asks, "Lamai nafkimina, if he married the Yisraelis, the Gemara says, Evet ve'akim habal bas Yisraelis, anyway have lot kosher. So who cares? So what nafkimina does it make that he had tefillah l'shem balkeri or l'shem nida and so on? What nafki, anyway, the halach is akum habal bas Yisrael, have lot kosher. So the Shach and the Taz get, now the best, the Shach gives l'chore, the best teretz. Even though Evet, the Shach in Yud Aleph says, even though Evet habas v'avlat kosher, still he may be possible like kahuna. But mashe ein ken benoilat min ha'akum. In this case, where there was a little bit of geirus, the father wasn't from Azayga, he made a tefillah. That tefillah for some reason helps for the child, that the child will be completely kosher, and he'll be kosher even for kahuna. The Taz gives other nafkiminis. Yeah, the Taz says nafkimina is simply that you cannot call him like there's any, he's not a pogum. He's a totally Yisrael. So because of it, the father was a goy, like the Gemara says, they call him, oh, Bar Armoy. If the father at least had a tefillah, which was not L'shem Geirus, it was L'shem Keri, So it means this child is completely kosher, he has no pgam on him. And it makes nafkimina for pidgin aben, for other halachas, you look up the shach and the taz. So we have, so the according to the Rif's Teretz, it comes out that mila and tefillah do require bezdin and it's miyakek. According to the Baal HaTosafos, it comes out bezdin is most important in Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and by mila and tefillah, it's only lekatchila. Now here, interestingly enough, you see, it says you require a bezdin of shloisha. So here, Agav Ruche, Rav Moshe had an interesting tshuva, which was a chiddush to me. It's in the Mara Mekayis. Do you require a bezdin of shloisha talmidei chachamim, or as long as you have one talmid chacham and the other two are plain from a yidin, that's good enough? So Rav Moshe Lemaisa is natal. Rav Moshe Lemaisa says, as long as you had one talmid chacham, even though you had two, a balabatim, two promayidin, it's good enough. Because all you, Ramosha Svare brings off the, I'm only telling you the basic Indian. As long as the Rav, who's in charge, tells everyone the halachas and son of the halacha, you can make up a bezdin without Talmid HaChacham and Fogerus. The Emma says it's a very difficult psalm of Ramosha. Because the Chayra, the Ramo is against him. The Ramo and halacha base. See, the Mechaber says, Ushloisha Amdim Al Gabach. Let's go to the Gemara. The Ramo adds, Ushloisha Talmid HaChachamim. The Ramo says, often, Ushloisha Talmid HaChachamim. So Rav Moshe really has a beautiful shtickel Torah to show that the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, understand, the Rambam does not mention Talmid HaChachamim, it's just a Shloisha. And Takeh, the Raya is, the Rambam that speaks about the Gelus that took place in Meishloima HaMelech, that the Rambam specifically says that the Bezdin didn't do it, it was the Hedyotos that did it. He brings it up in the Raya from the Rambam that you don't require three Talmid Chacham. So, but the mind, and he says, Turn around. I don't remember which one it is. Turn around. I don't remember which one it is. I know I have it, but you have to look for it. It's there. I'll tell you what I find especially difficult. Just a second. On this psak of Rav Moshe, you see, in the Gemara in Yevamos, and also in Sanhedrin, on the Gemara in the Gemara actually mentions maybe Geirus requires Mumchen. Not just any Bezdin, must be Smuchen. And really it's 2 days in Taisifis, and also here in Kedushin. Taisifis in Kedushin asks outright, how do we have Geirus with Manazer? Geirus requires Bezdin, and Taisifis takes for granted you require Smuchen, and we don't have Smuchen with Manazer. So Taisifis use 2 terutzim. 1 teretz is Shlichusayir Kravdinan, in Yevamos also, but in Yevamos Taisifis doesn't spell it out so well. And the other teretz is Loidoyre Seichem, just like Korban is not Miyakev, the Loidoyre Seichem teaches us that Hedyoto is Agrina. So really it's 2 days in Taisifis. According to 1 day, and L'chayre from the Gemara was mashma that you require Mumchen. When the Gemara and Menvar from its base gives you Shema Minor class, Ger for Shloisha, Einer Ger Achima Vayitvol, U Shema Minor in Mabilen Ger Balayla. So the Gemara asks, V'neima Shema Minor Nami Devinon Mumchen. So the Gemara says it's not a Raya because maybe it so happened they were Mumchen. But really you don't need it. But in the case of the Gemara, the case was they had Mumchen. So Taisavis in 1 day actually paskins like this, that Sneker Hadin Geirus requires Mumchen. So the Chayre, what Rav Moshe has the Shaila, whether they all have to be Talmid Chacham or not, the Chayre, if you require Mumchen, that the Chayre shows you cannot have stamps three people. So it's true today, anyway, we don't have Mumchen. But even if we don't have Mumchen, it requires the Chayre a proper Bezin. I mean, this is only a Ha'orah. The main kasha I have is simply from the Ramon, never mind all the Lambdas. The Ramon says often that it must be Talmid Chacham. So anyway, Rav Moshe was making on this. Now,
what about
non-observant
Jews? What about them? And they join the...
No, it's not good. The Mechaber says often. The Mechaber says often, it must be Gimel. I read it before. The Mechaber says often that it must be a kosher Bezdin from a Yidin Shein Kabbalah's mitzvahs and the Stasevis using the Chiddush of the Chem Bashlein. Okay.
Still a question. On the sheet of the rip, as you were saying, does it apply to the soul of the others?
They make up Kinner Rubin, room 309.